Thank you. You know, when a government goes to war, they use two key allies, fear and destruction. Remember when you went up to the war in Iraq? You were 45 minutes away from being a dirty bomb, weapons of mass destruction, fear, the distraction. We have no choice. We've got to bomb these people into democracy. What a farce that is now looking at the Middle East. You know, how dare those people have a revolution without military force from the West? How dare they? But you know what? We're not just in a war in Afghanistan still. But this government, I believe, has declared a war right here at home against low-income and middle-income people. And again, fear and destruction. They're lying to us that they have no choice. Have you seen the crocodile tears? This really pains us. We're all in it together. It's not only because of those nasty Labour people that were in this crisis. You know, we really argued for regulation of the financial sector, yeah. And the destruction, is that the woes of this country are not because of a failure in free market fundamentalism, it's a failure of multiculturalism. That's what David Cameron's latest destruction is. And I think our job on the left is, as Mehdi so powerfully and eloquently did, was to expose the lies. They always call you mad or extremist or a denier when you speak the truth. So yes, they're labelled deficit deniers. I think they need to look at their own history. In this country, after the Second World War, we had a deficit of 250%. In fact, during the 1920s and 1960s, this country didn't have a deficit less than 100%. And right now it's around 70%. Not great, but by historic standards, certainly not the kind of fear-mongering state they have us all in, this paralysis that we have no choice but to have these drastic cuts. And guess what? When we had a 250% deficit proportion, we built the NHS. We introduced free education in this country. We started to have pensions. So how can this government, with a straight face, tell us they have no choice but for these drastic cuts? It's a complete and utter lie. Moderation and reasonableness. These are the same people who moderately and reasonably thrust us into these barbaric wars. But this continuation of a neoliberal aggression onto the people of Britain will not disappear unless we stand up. I'm a city councillor, you know, a lowly councillor from Birmingham. I tell you what, we're on the front line. Already my ward, Sparkbrook, was one of the poorest in the country. We have the youngest population in Europe, a fact we're proud of. We should be proud of our young people, our future, you know, all of those kind of phrases that you hear. But guess what, the Tory Lib Dem coalition, because unfortunately we've had a Tory Lib Dem coalition for many years, even before the national one. They announced 2 weeks ago that our already underfunded youth budget was going to be slashed by 70%. This is efficiency savings. This is disinvestment. That's the new line. Disinvestment, i.e. cuts. And when I said to the leader of the council in our full council house meeting 2 weeks ago, how can you say that you are for the people of Birmingham? How can you say that you are there for the next generation when your government has just announced a cut of corporation tax from 28% to 24%, which, hey, presto, yields £13 billion, the same amount that the VAT increase that all of us amounts to, direct transfer of assets from the poorest to the richest without the deficit being dented one bit. The deficit deniers are this Tory government. So yes, we need to dismantle dismantle, expose and put forward this concrete alternative. Because yes, investment and growth is an alternative. It is a realistic alternative, it's a practical alternative, it is a right economic alternative, and it is a right moral and social alternative. And we should not be apologetic. We should be taking this argument to them. For too long, they've tried to put us on the back foot. And we need to take this fight in the same way, in the same spirit that the students did. They landed a blow. They didn't bring the government down. There wasn't a U-turn, but there was a blow. And the last issue of the forests has shown this government is returning. They managed to get over 500,000 signatures. They managed to get a broad alliance of the usual lot and the unsuspected lot. And that's exactly what we need to do across the board when it comes to all of these cuts. We need to say we're not going to go along with this. We're not going to just put forward a little piecemeal thing. We want to question the whole edifice. And I take my inspiration from the people of the Middle East. For too long, it's often us in the West who go and tell them how to do things. I've actually been invited to go to Tunisia tomorrow as part of a Western delegation to observe the civil and democratic structures. But you know what? I'm going to go there to bring their spirit here. Because if those people can say no to their oppressive regimes, there is no reason on earth why we, in the face of these cuts, in the face of this aggression against the people of this country, should not fight our own inertia, should not fight our own sense of helplessness, and join together in solidarity with every single person affected by these cuts, which is the majority of people in this country, and say we want to have our own liberation square right here in London. Let's bring the spirit of Tahrir here. And I say, as someone from Birmingham, please vote Ken for mayor, because that is the last resistance that we need in London, the capital city of England. We don't just need it for London, we